spoken to ACT? And what was
I haven't. I haven't checked.
To cause any tension with ACT? I mean, obviously they would have liked it and supported it.
Yeah, they, of course they would have. But I'm sure that they will respect our view.
Will they support the National, do you think?
I don't know how that will go. That's for them to decide, I guess.
John Pascowan said that Labor and National, if they don't support his bill, they're going against the wishes of the people, the 87% result in the referendum. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think the referendum told us something, that there's some unease with New Zealand parents. It didn't ask the question about whether the law should be changed. I think that's a more difficult issue. I think, as I've also said, look, we are giving this time. I think we can see how the law plays out. For the last couple of years, we've seen no prosecutions. I'm confident in the years ahead we'll also see no prosecutions in a situation where people lightly smack a child for the purposes of correction. If we do, and if the law doesn't work, I give New Zealanders my absolute assurance that I will change the law.
Have you given yourself a timeline to work out when the law's working and when it's not?
Well, every 6 months, I expect the police to report. One of the things I'll be working with the police, and I spoke to the Commissioner yesterday, about making sure that absolutely and clearly that information is reported to the public. So there's no hiding behind, you know, prosecutions or why prosecutions were taken or why prosecutions were withdrawn. I want the public to absolutely understand.
So if in 6 months' time you've decided that those statistics come through and it's not working, you'll change your mind and change the law?
Absolutely.
Why couldn't you have told us all this before the House, or have you been deciding over the last few hours?
I just wanted to take a few moments to think through all the issues, but I'm confident I've made the right decision. There was pace to think about these things.
John Ross Gowan says his bill is effectively a mirror of Rochester Burrows. You said 3 weeks ago that if you had been in government then, you would have supported Chester Burrows' bill. So he's effectively saying you said you would support it. How do you read that now?
Well, that's a fair point. But you know, we've moved on from there and we've reached a compromise, which in practice is not the tidiest piece of law, but in practice is working. And as I've said, I'm comfortable it's working. I'm comfortable that I can make some changes that will give New Zealand parents a greater level of assurance. And if the law doesn't work, I'll change it.